Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'm talking storm damage assessments. Governor Mike Heal announced the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, will participate in joint preliminary damage assessments of public infrastructure in 25 counties following the deadly severe storms and flooding that began March 30th and continues to affect much of the state. Our state and local public works crews have been doing an incredible job reopening roads and making the initial repairs to bridges, low water crossings, and other infrastructure, but it is clear the extent of the damage across the state will require federal disaster assistance, Governor Keogh said. Our state emergency management agency, local and FEMA teams began assessing damage to homes and private property and will be working through the week. Next week, we'll begin joint PDAs to document and tally the damage to public infrastructure and validate what we believe is a clear need for federal public assistance. Joint PDAs are being requested for the following counties: Bollinger, Butler, Cape Girardeau, Carter, Cooper, Douglas, Dunklin, Howell, Iron, Madison, Marys, Mississippi, New Madrid, Ozark, Oregon, Pemscott, Reynolds, Ripley, Scott, Shannon, Stoddard, Texas, Vernon, Wayne, and Webster counties. Additional counties may be added as damage information is received from local officials. Joint PDA teams are made up of representatives from FEMA, SEMA, and local emergency management officials. Beginning Tuesday, April 22nd, six teams will verify documented damage to determine if public assistance can be requested through FEMA. Public assistance allows local governments and qualifying nonprofit agencies to seek federal assistance for reimbursement of emergency response and recovery costs, including repair and replacement of damaged roads, bridges, and other public infrastructure. These PDAs will be in addition to those that began for individual assistance, which allows eligible residents to seek federal assistance for temporary housing, housing repairs, replacement of damaged belongings, vehicles, and other qualifying expenses. To assist Missouri farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, Governor Keogh sent a letter last week to United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins requesting the assistance of Missouri Farm Service Agency in conducting agricultural damage assessments. Earlier this week, Governor Keogh also signed Executive Order 2522, extending Executive Orders 2519, 2520, and 2521 until May 14th, 2025, allowing resources of the state of Missouri to continue assisting affected communities. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. Why did the girl get fired from the M&M factory? She kept throwing away the W's. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.